Hammerhead Hotline, and we talked to your friend and my friend, Coach Pat Shanley of the Jeff Broncos, who is got a week off, man. So let me ask you this, because you guys don't have the game this week to start out the first round of sectionals, because it's a four-team sectional. So practice-wise, how do you guys attack that? Is there a little bit more work? Do you guys do more physical, more film? What's the way you attack that?
Well, we've kind of tried to break things up a little bit and kind of break up the monotony, I guess, of the standard routine. So we kind of gave the kids a fun opportunity Monday. We had a gentleman by the name of Tevin Studdard came up and did kind of a PR project on our program. And then we treated yesterday, treated Tuesday, like a normal Monday. So essentially pushed everything back a week. So we're going to pick it up a little bit here on Wednesday. Pick it up a little bit Thursday, and then Friday we're doing something pretty cool. We started last year. We're going to do a nighttime GDD under the lights where we invite our parents and our players, if they want to invite their girlfriends or whatever, just student body, anybody from the community is welcome to come check it out. So we'll be doing a little bit of game day dominance with Coach Greg Dunkel under the lights, getting after it.
So before we get into this next week's matchup here, I do want to talk a little bit about last week and the way you guys finished the season, only giving up 13 points on defense over those last four games. The shutout last week at Indianapolis Tech, 46-0. Can you walk us through what I'm sure was a rainy/snowy game for you guys as well down in Indianapolis?
Yeah, and we were a little bit behind schedule. We had trouble getting buses out, so a little bit, out of our normal routine. And tell you what, our kids handled that very well and managed to keep focus on the task at hand. Yeah, and again, it seems like every Friday night we're dealing with crappy conditions. And again, our kids continue to, rise above it, not complain about it, and continue to execute. So proud of them for that. And, we played well, really well, really extremely well on defense. We continue to play, seems like, better and harder and just taking care of our assignments a little bit better week after week on defense. Really proud of those guys. Our defensive staff, led by Scott Kronk, our defense coordinator, is doing an outstanding job and getting their guys to play really, really hard.
I know you guys had the undefeated regular season last year, and then you went into that sectionals. You won the first game against Westfield, and then had to go down to Carmel, lost that one. Such a good team last year, a very good team this year. How would you compare those two? Do you feel like you guys have gotten better in certain areas this year than you were last year?
I definitely feel like we're better on defense. We're bigger, we're stronger, we're faster on defense, more athletic. We didn't have the experience on the back end this year that we had last year, but those guys have really grown up a lot and really taken pride in doing their jobs on the back end. So, like I said, I think we're bigger, faster, stronger on defense. Offensively, I think we're faster, more athletic. The one thing we had last year was a quarterback that had seen everything and been through everything this year we've got a sophomore there who's really, really talented, but I'm excited to see how he responds to playoff football, and we've told our guys it's time for big boy football now. So I'm excited to see how everybody responds to it, but it's a new season, new team. We got a lot of potential, but I tell you what, Noblesville's really good, and we definitely have our hands full. Justin Roden, their head coach, won a state championship last year at East Central, and he's got them humming, man. They're playing really, really good football at the right time, and like I said, we got our hands full.
We're talking with Coach Pat Shanley on the Wings and Center Hammerhead Hotline. Jeff Broncos with this weekend off because of the four-team sectional. They will host Noblesville next Friday night. You mentioned the Millers there. Talk a little bit about what Coach Roden's got them doing. What makes them such a dangerous team for you guys in the first round?
Well, they may have the best defense we've seen in a really long time. They've got a Dalton Davis kid who's a four-year starter, plays nose, plays defensive end, and they've got a bunch of guys that just are really, really, really good at just doing their job and playing assignment football. Their special teams are outstanding. Their kicker's really good. He's dang near automatic touchback every time, and he can punt it and boot it and flip the field. And offensively, what they're going to try to do is eat up clock and limit your possessions and getting – third and short, and I guess stay ahead of the chains. So, they're really, really effective at what they do and who they are. And like I said, if we don't come to play, it's going to be it's going to be a long night because I tell you what, they're extremely well coached and extremely talented football team.
Yeah, I think you got three of the best defenses there that you could possibly want in 6A right there in your guys' sectional, because I know Carmel's no slouch either, and then, of course, you guys are fantastic. So, really, this sectional is going to be a huge test for your offense, isn't it?
Yeah, every team in 6A, I tell you what, every team's well coached, and every team's got dudes. Every team knows what they're doing. So, yeah, we got our hands full with Noblesville, and you know, hopefully we're fortunate enough to play well and survive in advance.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck. Hey, Friday sounded like a lot of fun. We've got some plans down the street, unfortunately, but I'm sure we'll be able to see the lights from LaRocca Field there and know what you guys are up to. Best of luck with the rest of your prep this week, and we'll circle back with you next week, and we'll get you ready for Noblesville.